Mary Magdalene, according to Francine, was always by his side, and some teachings in Gnostic beliefs put forth that she was the direct report of the Mother God at that time, known as Sophia, just as Christ was a direct report of God the Father. They were here as replications of the true Mother and Father God. We all have within us the DNA of the divine creators, but Mary and Jesus were examples of life as it should be lived, how marriage should be upheld, and how love of humankind should be primary. The Knights Templar later on seemed to believe this and tried to protect this knowledge and were murdered for it, although many escaped with knowledge of the information and what Christ's heritage was. Christ then sets on his path to pick men who will follow him and become disciples. For the sake of continuity and understanding, I will always try to follow the timeline that the majority of Gospels put forth. Where there is a discrepancy, I will point it out if it is of a significant nature. We will find that most of these discrepancies will have the Gospel of John right in the middle of them, but other books clash too, as we have already noticed with the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. I personally like the Gospel of John, but as you will continue to see, his Gospel is much different than the others in many respects. As John does not mention Christ's time in the wilderness, John has Christ gathering disciples immediately, chapter 1, while Luke, Mark, and Matthew have him getting his disciples after his time in the desert. There is some discrepancy in the Gospels about whom Jesus gathered first as his disciple. John says Andrew and another who remained unidentified. Luke, Mark, and Matthew have Jesus calling on both Simon, or Peter, and Andrew, who were brothers and fishermen, and then James and John, also brothers and fishermen. Some of the Gospels go on to tell about Jesus picking up other disciples, and not always in the same order, but I really think this is of little consequence. I'm only trying to make you realize the scope of the inconsistencies that are throughout the New Testament. Jesus initially picked 12 disciples. They included Simon, or Peter, Andrew, the brother of Simon, or Peter, James, the son of Zebedee, John, the brother of James of Zebedee, Levi, or Matthew, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called Zealots, and also known as Simon the Zealot or Simon the Canaanite, Jude, also known as Judas, son of James and Lebaeus, and Judas Iscariot. With two Simons and two Jameses and two Judases among his disciples, they often can get confused. Jesus wanted men he could teach and, in following him, obey orders. He knew what he was going to teach them had to be shared with the world by men who would spread out and give the knowledge to the many peoples in different lands. He had people from all walks of life as his disciples, from Matthew, the tax collector, to the fishermen Peter, Andrew, James, and John. He picked from the rich and the poor so he could get a wide swatch from every facet of life. This was clever because it shows much thought went into whom he picked and why. It really was very astute, and let's even use the word prophetic, to realize his public life would be short, so he had to have men who would follow, listen, and spread the word long after he had ceased to be around. He could have picked scholars, but they might have already been indoctrinated. It was better to get a so-called blank slate than to fight men who had their philosophies of life already strongly in place. Some went ahead from village to village to proclaim the coming of this prophet who would give them truth and perhaps even heal them. He started out with just a few people following him, which quickly became 20 or 30 whom he would talk and be close to. This escalated to the point where in Luke 10 and 11, we have him sending out 72 disciples to various towns and cities. All of these communities in Israel were close, so word traveled fast. Francine says some came out to see him out of curiosity, others to jeer, and some because they wanted to learn or be healed. You must remember, it was even worse than today. Yes, we have skeptics, but we have freedom of speech. Where he had full reign in India or other countries that were tolerant of other religions and philosophies, in Israel he had Roman rule and their gods, as well as the Sanhedrin and the fearful and vengeful God of the Jews to deal with.